Luke chapter 2, verses 8 to 14. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks. At night, an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of God shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news for all people that will cause great joy for all the people. Today, in the town of David, a Saviour has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth, peace to those on whom favour rests."
So this morning, you probably unwrapped some presents. Hands up if you did that. Okay, all right. So some people did. Some people, it's still going to happen. Now, some of the presents will have been under the tree for some time. And you may have done that thing, that secret Christmas tradition of feeling the presents, trying to work out what they are. Now, some of them, well, they're easy to guess, aren't they? I mean, this was under our tree. Fairly simple to guess what this one is. essential wardrobe infrastructure for your fashionista emerging toddler, right? Something like that, I don't know. Anyway, the pink giraffe. Okay, so here we are. Some of them are trickier. Some of them are trickier. Now, do we have a child here who'd like to come up? Good. Nick, I love it that you wanted to put up your hand. Lara, why don't you come up? Thank you. Let's give her a round of applause. Thanks very much. Okay. All right, Lara, it's wonderful to see you this morning. Merry Christmas to you. Yeah. Now, without opening this, could you guess what's inside it? Oh, she could shake it. Any thoughts? Do you want to have a guess? What would, if you had to guess, what would you say? Hard to know? It is hard to know. Some of them, some gifts you'd never have guessed. Now, you are now allowed to open the box. Okay, and it's meant to be on the pillow, but you shook it, so. Okay, what is that? It's a rock. What sort of rock is it? You don't know? Okay, some gifts you'd never have guessed. Now, do we have any geologists here? Oh, yes. Would you give a round of applause for our resident geologists, Mel and Jeff, to come up? Okay. Yeah, all right. Now, you just keep standing there. All right, now, come on up, come on up. Now, this is going to be a hard one, and sorry, you are on the spot here, but there's the microphone. So, now, I would like you, just so that everyone can see, this is what we've got, okay, just in front of us that Lara's holding. Lara, you need to hand on the rock to Mel or Jeff. Now, what I'd like you to do is just to try and guess what it is, but before you give us your answer, just talk us through the logic as you're feeling it, as you're holding it, as after all your years as now retired geologists, all right? So come on up. Tell us.
It's heavy.
Right.
It's black. Doesn't smell.
Scratch test.
It's too hard to scratch. That's probably what I'd say. And it's got a really unique shape.
Right. Yeah. And would you add anything to that, Mel?
Didn't know. I didn't bring my hand lens. But, it's appears very worn. You can't see any grains in it. I'd say it's a mineral.
A mineral. Okay, Jeff, do you want to give us your best guess?
I think it is. I actually think it doesn't come from the earth, it comes from somewhere else. Looks like a.
What?
Possibly a piece of a meteorite, I reckon.
You are.
Whoops.
You demonstrated.
Okay, now this is.
I told you it was heavy.
This is not an ordinary rock. I got it from this fellow, my friend Simon, who imports lots of different amazing things. So your best guess, now Jeff said a meteorite, do you?
Yeah, I agree, yeah.
Far out. Lara, that means you are holding something that comes from beyond our world in your hands. That's quite significant, isn't it? If they're right. Okay. Now, I'm going to put you out of your misery. Okay, so the great reveal. This rock is in fact part of the Hobber meteorite, which crashed thousands of years ago. Into the earth. It is now located in Namibia. That's where it landed. They can't move it. But fragments broke off. And Simon, my friend, this is part of his personal collection. And he was given this, or bought it 30 years ago for quite a sum of money. So there you go. This rock apparently comes from the asteroid belt between Mars and Jupiter. So there you are. So there you go. Well, I'd like you to give a round of applause to our volunteers. Thank you very much. Like this meteorite, which comes from beyond our world, and I'm holding it and I can touch it. The angels came from beyond our world to tell us who this child is. This child who was born into our world from beyond our world, but somehow crashed into Bethlehem 2,000 years ago. Who is he? Well, the angels said, were you listening? It's good news. The angels said, today a saviour has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. Who is this child? Who is Jesus? Who is the Son of David to us? This is the answer. He is a saviour who has come into our world from beyond it, and he came to save you. We'd never have guessed that his birth, the entry of him into our world, changes things forever now in heaven and on earth. After the angel announced his good news of who Jesus was, suddenly there was a battalion of angels which appeared in the night sky, and they sang out what is different. They said, this is what it means. In the highest heaven, it means glory to God. Jesus' birth, in other words, will mean massive glory to God in the highest heaven. It changes things in heaven. And the answer, the question is why? Well, because, of course, for the massive change that he has brought about on earth. On earth, peace to those on whom his favour rests. Peace, meaning peace with God. Jesus came as our saviour to bring a restored relationship between you and your creator, between you and your judge, between you and the living God. Could you imagine it? Could you imagine you and God on right terms? Could you imagine you and God on restored terms in a right relationship? That peace which Jesus brings on earth brings massive glory to God in heaven. So every time someone on earth turns from their sin, turns around, turns to God and accepts the Saviour that God sends, that brings massive glory to God, because there's these battalions of angels in heaven which just erupt in praise to God at that moment, every time it happens. Peace on earth means glory to God in the highest, but you'd never have guessed it. You'd never have guessed it. From looking at the Nativity, you'd never have guessed it unless the angel came to us from beyond to tell us his birth changes things in heaven and on earth. That's worth singing about, isn't it? Let's stand.